Welcome to Inside HMCTS. I'm Sian, and today we're taking you somewhere most people have never been, the custody suite at Manchester Magistrates Court. In this podcast, we'll take you through a day at one of the busiest courts in the country, meeting the teams responsible for escorting and caring for defendants. While HMCTS works closely with these services day to day, the Prisoner Escort and Custody Services contract is overseen by HM Prison and Probation Service and relies on close coordination between courts, police, prisons and transport providers. We'll be speaking to colleagues from the GOAMI team who transport and look after defendants from the moment they leave prison or police custody to the moment they appear in the dock. I'm joined by my colleague Josie, who visited the GOAMI team in Manchester to see what really happens. She met with the staff in the custody suite, as well as transport drivers, who see firsthand the challenges of transporting prisoners safely.
I've just spent the day at Manchester Magistrates Court, walking the corridors of the custody suite, watching the vans arrive, and speaking to the people who make it all work. Behind this vital service is the Prisoner Escort and Custody Services Contract, PECS, one of government's most complex operational arrangements. PECS, which is overseen by HM Prison and Probation Service, is responsible for the safe and secure movement and custody of prisoners across England and Wales, ensuring the right person is in the right place at the right time. GOAMI is one of two regional contractors managed by PECS. They cover the north of England and Wales, while Serco cover the south. I spent the day with GOAMI, meeting the people responsible for transporting thousands of prisoners every week. What I found was a complex operation involving multiple agencies, dedicated staff, and challenges that aren't always visible from the courtroom. Let's start in the custody suite itself. It's just after 8:30 in the morning when I arrive, and the first vans are already pulling in. I met AJ, a court custody manager who's been working here for 4 years.
So today we started with 40, but we get extras as well, so I'm assuming today we'll have about 50.
50 people. That's 50 individuals who need to be processed, held securely, given access to their solicitors, and brought up to the court at the right time. All managed in a facility with only 46 cells. AJ takes us through to the custody area.
They've got 46 cells.
And they're filled most of the time, yeah.
We're going to press the buzzer here, so this is how we know we want to press that. And out here, it'll make a noise up there.
And we can see that this is flashing red here, so we know you want something.
Yeah, so cells is probably the hardest job, just like, you know, physically, because you're constantly up and down, answering cell calls, answering the same questions. So, where's my solicitor? Yeah. When am I going to court? What time is it? Yeah. Have a brew.
I also met Terry, who's been a prisoner custody officer for 26 years and has seen the court system change dramatically. I asked Terry what a typical day looks like.
A typical day, well, here, no, it's busy, everything's busy, it's manic, and my role as a computer operator, I just have to input everything I can on the computer. Everything what happens, I have to input on the computer. Mm-hmm. As much as I can, I'll get on there. Mm-hmm. So they can get a picture of what goes on. Mm-hmm.
Terry's seen a lot of change in 26 years.
There was no such thing as a video link, anything like that. Everybody had to appear in court. So you could get 30, 40 from Strange Bay's prison in one day. And then you got all your police prisoners as well. So I suppose it's changed in that respect. You know, we don't get as many, but it is a very, very busy court, this. Mm-hmm. You never stop here at town, but once you stir, you never stop.
I asked Terry what surprised him when he first started in this role.
The violence surprised me. The violence surprised me, big star. I didn't expect the prisoners to be so violent with the staff, but they was. You get to cope with that over the years. And it doesn't surprise me anymore. Yeah. But it's not as bad, I don't think, is it? I don't think the public understand the people you're dealing with, mm-hmm. on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm. That hidden complexity extends beyond the custody suite to the transport operation itself. I spoke to Andy, a GOAMI regional manager, about the scale of what his teams handle.
Last month we moved 7,300 people, which is way above contractual levels. And our non-aligned moves sat about 300-400, which is still, you know, we're bringing people in from Birmingham, from Yorkshire, from the North East. The vast majority of volume here are police station moves.
So what's changed?
A very significant part of the contract was geared around the reduction in moves, because video link was going to be greater used.
COVID also had a lasting impact.
Up until probably earlier this year, we were still dealing with backlog. And what they did tend to do is they tended to do single cases and left the multi-handed cases beyond COVID. So we had a spell maybe 2 years ago, I would say, 2023, 24, the autumn of that year was just awful because all the multi-handers came back through. And we're not geared for that. We're geared for the odd spike, but this was almost a plateau of huge volume.
But what about those times when a defendant does arrive late? Simon, a senior contract manager at PEX, tells us where the data comes in.
We get sent through management information reports, actually, the emails, just read it. So there's 30-odd thousand lines in there, and then each individual person is a prisoner defendant, and it's the time they were arrived at the outer gate of prison or police, the time they were handed over, the time they got the vehicle, the time they left, and all of that. So where they say delayed, we can have really easily and simply root cause analysis.
That level of tracking means that when a barrister or solicitor says a trial was delayed because a defendant wasn't delivered on time, the data can show exactly what happened. I spoke to one of the transport drivers about their experience at the sharp end.
So we can be in there 2 or 3 hours waiting for 4 or 5 hours. Yeah, wow. It's just nothing.
It freezes as well. Like,
yeah, and it does a freeze. So if they're moving anybody off the wing to Cat A unit, they shut the prison down and every gate stops. So, but that is standard for every jail. Any kind of prisoner that needs moving that's
2001 that one by day.
They'll literally freeze the jail and then just... It stops everything.
Yeah.
But there's no other way around that. My longest time was at Strangeways and they did 7 roll counts and I was in for nearly 4 hours. Stuck on reception with 6 lads on me then. And I was waiting to leave.
But the driver is quick to point out that this isn't the norm.
At police stations, the only time we get delayed at police stations is some of the van locks are quite small. So there's a van already in one of our vans. Mondays is quite busy, so there might be 40 prisoners coming out of there. Yeah, and it's because they're all on different wings, different units, it has a knock-on effect to who's picking them up and that's all.
Back in the custody suite, the pace is relentless. AJ describes what a typical day involves.
You'll probably see everything today. You might see someone trying to fight us, you'll see it all. But it's just a daily occurrence for us.
So with me, there's a lot of paperwork, and then obviously I've got to deal with making sure I'm always out here making sure the staff are doing what they should be doing. Obviously dealing with stuff that happens on the day, like maybe someone is not for release, so I've got to confirm that with higher management, HMCTS, to make sure they can go. Prisoners that are kicking off. Something happened, it could be a bed watch, so someone needs to go to the hospital, so I've got to ring an ambulance. Since the minute, I must have rang 200 ambulances. Yeah.
Wow.
I asked AJ what made him want to work here at one of the busiest custody suites in the country.
I just like being busy. I couldn't be sat around all day thinking. I just like working. And for me, obviously, to run the busiest, one of the busiest courts in the country. I'm proud of that, so I can complain, you know.
The team here, everyone's got each of us back all the time. We all love each other. It's like a family. So.
That sense of teamwork extends beyond Geo Amy. Andy explains the constant coordination required between all the agencies involved.
So we have a daily engagement with HMCTS locally.
Yeah.
We have a daily engagement with GMP, please. We have weekly calls with more senior HMCTS to review the following week's listings. And then we have the quarterly stakeholder meeting with HMPs, HMCTS, police.
Okay.
Because ultimately, everybody's aim is to make sure everybody's collected and dropped off on time with as little fuss as possible.
Yeah. Prisoner transportation is a complex picture, one that involves prisons, police, courts, and transport providers all working together. When something goes wrong, the data can tell us why. And often, the cause isn't as simple as it might appear from the courtroom. What struck me most during my visit was the dedication of the people doing this work. Managing challenging situations with limited resources, coordinating across multiple agencies, all to keep the courts running.
A huge thank you to Josie for taking us behind the scenes in Manchester, and to the custody suite and GeoAmy teams who took the time to explain what they do and why it matters. Thanks for listening to this episode of Inside HMCTS. If you'd like to hear more about how courts and tribunals work, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.